Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the program. Coming up next is Dr. Mark Epstein, bringing him in a little bit early this Wednesday. Dr. Epstein, thank you for taking time. Just a horrible day. Everything about today is miserable and horrible. And, you know, we've talked to you in the past about our culture, about the way we conduct ourselves, the way we have, you know, I'll tell you, Dr. Epstein, since coming on the radio, has used the term serious people. You're not a serious person. And I started using that on Fox News repeatedly. And now I'm seeing friends at Fox News that are repeating this. And now I think he started a peristaltic chain of calling people not serious people because everyone's using it. It's an Epstein term that I've stolen over the years. But the truth is, there are people that just are incapable of having a conversation that doesn't lead to some politics, to whatever their base is. Yesterday was such a golden opportunity for President Biden. This is a president that has, we haven't had a president that's lost more than one child since, you know, smallpox. As a president, we forget that he's lost two children. And he's speaking about the loss of as a parent. And I thought that was one of the most powerful moments a president has had. And within 90 seconds of captivating the world and bringing us through a period of mourning, he flips this entire thing and goes right back to a teleprompter message about politics. And it just, I just thought that was I've never felt amazing. This is great. To, I'm completely disgusted.
Well, look, I think we have to start with the premise that we're living in a sick society that is incapable of distinguishing between normal and abnormal, and tries to normalize all sorts of behavior that in other ages we would call deviant behavior. We know it's almost impossible to get anybody institutionalized. We know that for sure. We go through these horrific incidents. I remember after Sandy Hook, I wrote a piece I sent to you called The Age of Newtown. And I said, you look at the contradictions, you know, the people who want tight border controls don't want gun control. The people who want open borders want tight gun control. And instead of saying, okay, let's look at a study and let's come to some decisions about who should be gun owners and how qualified they should be, let's look at other countries, let's look at a country like Israel. I used Israel as an example, where you have a heavily armed population and what they have to go through in order to hold a gun permit after they've left the military. They have compulsory military, so a high percentage of the population will have gone through military training. And they have procedures. They have psychological interviews. It's not a one-time interview. The interview will occur every few years. In our country, we're content. Someone gets a license, they're fine. They don't bother, except for a cursory eye exam, to take someone once they reach a certain age where their hand and motor skills aren't right, to give them some sort of re-examination behind the wheel, correct? I mean, we don't bother with that. There's a kind of laissez-faire attitude in America. I don't think you could operate a civil society with that kind of attitude.
One of the things that we hear the conversation now is, you know, why should you be able to buy a gun if you can't buy a beer? And I thought about this for a very long time, and maybe they've got a point. Should we change the age of all adult things to 21? Because it's quite apparent that you're not an adult at 18. The argument keeps going. Why should you be able to do some things as an adult, but not all things as an adult at 18? There's a reason why we've sat through how many studies of why kids at 12 can't have a beer. Why can't you buy a beer at 15? Why can't you drive a car at 11? Right? I can't believe they're arbitrary. They have to have a reason scientifically, developmentally. Why are we pretending that an 18-year-old is an adult when it's quite apparent that they're not? So you either get everything at 18 or you don't. And if you're going to make the determination that 21 is the age of awakening, of responsibility, then we voted at 21, you buy guns at 21, you drink alcohol at 21, and that's the new age of adult.
But you see, I don't agree. I mean, I'm saying that if someone gets a license to drive, they have to demonstrate to me that they could drive safely and they know the rules. If someone wants to have a license to have a weapon, they should be able to demonstrate that they know how to operate the weapon, they know the safety rules, and they should come under some kind of psychological profile. Now, you'll hear that the top shooter had been put under psychiatric observation, then released, and then because of HIPAA laws or because there was no finding or ultimately like that, nothing was put into a database. But if you got law enforcement people together with legislators and even from the mental health community and would ask them, practically, how do we solve this issue? Put them in a room for a couple of hours. They should be able to come up with some, you know, practical common sense steps that would have flagged this person. Now, after the fact, you're going to have an exhaustive FBI study of chat rooms where he was influenced, how he was influenced. You're going to get all of that. But I'm just saying that it seems to me we've had enough of these incidents now to know that operating a firearm, like operating an automobile or a truck or heavy equipment, should require a demonstration of expertise.
You know, you talk from your career in education, we've talked about security in schools, not so much with active shooters, but just in general, you know, how there are people that had access to schools and kids that were 21 that were still enrolled in high school that were essentially preying on underage girls, and how difficult that is for teachers to remove students that are bad apples or bad actors, you name it. When this movement of hardening soft targets comes about, I mean, look, we weren't even removed a year and a half, 2 years from schools that didn't even have hot water, right? I mean, we heard from the unions all over New York State saying, you know, you want us to be COVID compliant. We're not even compliant for the most basic necessities in some of these inner city schools. The idea that you're going to harden every school, what that does to teachers. I mean, look, as much as the statements are made about what's being asked of a teacher in 2022, this is not the same job it was in 1972, right? They're feeding kids. They want to extend the school year, extend the school day. You know, you're a surrogate parent. The coaches, the teachers, the school system, they're now supplementing parenthood in so many regions across the country. And now there are people that say, well, just invest the money, harden the school. What is that like now for the education of their penitentiaries at some point?
Look, we had in our school, of course, we eventually became a scanning school, where metal detectors and scanning daily and cameras at every door and, you know, that kind of routine. And the school safety agents in the school, maybe as many as 10 at a time, sometimes supplemented by NYPD. So You know, I'm familiar with these routines, and I'm familiar with violence. The schools, take anyone of a certain age and ask them, what goes on in the schools today is not recognizable. It's not recognizable to our school experience. And what people don't get is that schools could do so much. They could just do so much. So when you ask the school to be both substitute for family, to be physicians, to be psychologists, to be psychiatrists, you're putting a tremendous burden on the educational establishment. And you have to ask yourself, why does this need arise? How did this need arise? And it arose because of cultural decline, because of a breakdown in the family. Now the Biden administration, I just read, is going to give orders schools K through 12 that you must open bathrooms to people who are believed to be transgendered. It goes on and on and on and on, and no one knows where this stops. And the society has to find the center. You know, if the center doesn't hold, then the society doesn't hold. And I think we're at that point now. And you always see that, you know, you get the polarized view where we're going to ban guns, we're going to, you know, that's not going to put an end to violence. And by the way, you have mass violence incidents in a place like Japan, which everyone looks at as a model for being law-abiding. I mean, there have been people that have, there was a person who's on death row who went and worked in a home for mentally disabled people, and he killed 19 of them or something with a knife. That kind of inexplicable cracking and horrific occurrence happens in even the most law-abiding societies. So I'm saying that we have a societal problem.
I love that, and I want to jump from that point to the next one, which is when you tackle Dr. Epstein, obviously, you know, long career, education, PhD, but there are sometimes that companies, corporations bring you in and you tackle problems just on your ability to problem solve and think. And it might not even be a field, a milk company, a processing plant, you name it. Hey, Dr. Epstein, what do you think about this? Get a study together. Fix the power grid, right? That's Dr. Epstein. This is what he's done. When you are going to tackle a problem like this, the first step is going to be to find similarities behind what do these kids all have in common. The conversation shuts down when you start to extrapolate anything that becomes uncomfortable. One of the things we can say right now, they all play the video games, right? They all have some, you know, the bullying, the treatment, all this other stuff. But now when we look at the COVID lockdowns, the stats are what they are. These numbers are doubling of mass shooting. We're at 202 as of today. And in 2019, that number was 30. In 2020, that number was 40. That number jumps to 65 in 2021. There's got to be, and again, we're not pointing fingers or blaming it. We're simply stating that maybe there is a back end of this locking down of the culture that is now straining people that are psychologically taxed.
Well, the thing is, it's not like they closed the schools down and kids got bags full of books and read. So they have mass media, social media. I think the effect of that is insidious. I think it's terribly destructive. And we know there were studies that came out recently that the mean IQ has dropped in the country. I don't care if the kid is upper middle class or lower class, whatever class you want to assign. You make those students non-literate, you're going to have an erosion of a society. And that's precisely what we have now. Doesn't matter what degrees they wind up with, what universities they wind up in today, they don't read. And when they spend their time, when you look at whether it be Facebook or Instagram or whatever platform they're using, people just getting into these narcissistic exercises of what they ate and where they went and who they saw, and you see, obviously, that someone has a need to be recognized, but they're not being recognized in any sort of normal social grouping. They're looking for recognition in a cloud. That's thin air, the cloud, and it's been terribly, terribly harmful. You could see it when cell phones started becoming widespread, and I remember Mayor Bloomberg issued a cell phone ban. You know, zero tolerance, no cell phones, because they would text each other. This one about this boyfriend or girlfriend, the next thing you know, fights are erupting over it. Zero tolerance on cell phones. Good luck if you're a teacher or a dean and you try to stop cell phone usage. It leads to violent altercations. I had a very violent one, as a matter of fact, personally. You know, I wound up having spinal surgery as a result of it. So I'm saying that there is a fundamental... failure, I think, of elites to recognize what the society is about and where it should be going. All we see with these so-called elites are places like Davos or wherever they get together, whether they have their conclaves, is they want resets and they want a new world order, and somehow this tiny planet Earth, In the midst of millions upon uncountable numbers of galaxies and planets, they're going to be able to control the climate. If you would say this to a normal person, you would say these people are lunatics. You should be glad that you could turn a fan on or an air conditioner to control the room.
Right, right.
This is who we have running the show.
I really love Mark Epstein. He's a wonderful, wonderful gift. I love him. The most honest and intelligent man I know. Dr. Mark Epstein, as always, thank you so much. Tough day.
Welcome.
But listen,
that's
the type of thinking we need. And to bring everyone to the table, if we're serious, we're going to use Mark Epstein's words again. If we're serious people, we're going to bring everyone to the table and have these discussions. If this is a problem we feel is enough that we can stop it, we have to have these conversations. And we have 19 kids dead and two teachers. That number is going to grow. And it's heartbreaking. It's disgusting. But thank you, Dr. Epstein, for your time. Appreciate you. We're going to take your calls, 803-0930, 1-800-616-WBN. If we're saying that 18 years old is not mature enough, right? We're using these platitudes. 18 years old, every 18-year-old kid should get this right, that right. Is it depending on the way you were raised or what your ability is? Why aren't we taking more psychological backgrounds? We have a guy on a psych hold, involuntary for 36 hours. He's good to go, gets a gun. He's a white supremacist. He kills our own people in Buffalo. And Buffalo, biggest story. Everyone's talking about it. Now, all of a sudden, it's not the biggest story. Now we got 19 dead kids and two teachers. Again, how much do we need to know about someone before we determine that they're competent enough to have possession and ownership of a gun? And, oh, by the way, if this is such an important thing that we make sure only responsible people have guns, why are we allowing so many people in our cities to go back onto the streets after they have possession of a gun illegally? Why isn't the law and the judiciary actually clamping down on something we consider to be a serious threat?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.